like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It is.
And Kevin, it's always wartime. It seems we're always in it.
In the movies, it certainly is, and elsewhere.
I know. So there's a new one out called The Outpost.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, everybody's interested because we have kids of famous actors.
Yeah. Well, there's other just regular famous actors.
Yeah. But yeah. The Scott Eastwood, Milo Gibson.
Yeah.
I even think there's a Jagger somewhere in here.
I think so. Well, but you also have Orlando Bloom shows up. He gets his own. He gets his own fame on his own right.
He leads the cast.
Yeah, he's not in it for the whole movie.
There are several soldiers who don't make it.
It's a war movie. There's firefights. There's some violence that happens in it. Very much so.
It's Northern Afghanistan, 2006 through 2009, but I think ours is 2009.
Yeah.
Boxed Canyon.
The worst place to put an outpost.
Yeah.
From a military perspective, down in the bottom of a valley, just surrounded
Shouldn't we be up there, the soldiers?
Yeah, you're high ground. So as the Taliban, when they want to come down, you're boxed in, and it's the story of the soldiers who have to defend an indefensible post.
It's called the Battle of Kamdesh.
Okay.
400 Taliban in those hills.
Yeah.
And about 50 American soldiers.
Yes. Honestly, that's one of the things I thought was the neatest thing about this movie was doesn't get into is it right, is it wrong, or even any of the politics or even the military tactical reasoning of why they're there. You're just put in the outpost. They don't need to run by you why you're there.
Yeah, right. One of the soldiers asked what the mission is.
Die.
Right. It's survival. One of the things that I like about it, too, is that it does try to concentrate on the individual efforts, even though sometimes I lose who it is. Rod Lurie, the director, told people who first saw the film they should see it with a big screen, lots of light, because boy, on my screen, I lost quite a bit. It's so dark.
It's a large cast because, I mean, you're going to have soldiers in the outpost. You're not going to have an outpost with five guys.
Yeah.
Look, if you're not a military person, but it feels very authentic, it feels very realistic. But the other thing that you get from here is the nuance and the minutiae of the different jobs and what you do and who's here and the chain of command, which is a lot more complex than most people think. And everybody has a job, but you still have to try and focus on who's who and who's the heroes and who are the focus of the story, which I think Lurie does a really good job keeping the focus on at least the two or three soldiers that we're kind of following.
Yes. Yeah. And an important part of that latter half is Mace has been wounded, and Carter is trying to save him. He turns his film toward just the survival of this one soldier, which I really like, because there are so many parts of this puzzle. But still, you have the feeling of the others who are collaborating.
Yeah, it's all one battle, but there's different sections of the battle. A lot of ground to cover. Lurie does a really good job keeping the action going.
Oh, yes.
And it's gritty. And like the last 40 minutes is the battle. And this is the big one. And he does a good job. And Lurie's not known for doing tons of action movies. He's done some more cerebral stuff.
Well, that 2011 Straw Dogs, I thought, wasn't a bad effort.
Well, yeah, that was definitely, yeah, that one definitely has the action
James
element.
James Marsden, I think, is in it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, he's done other stuff that are more just character drama. So he's used to doing dialogue driven, character driven stuff. But the fact that he's, you know, can sustain this 40-minute battle is impressive.
It's also called something like Camp Keating, after the Orlando Bloom character.
Yeah.
He's killed in the first third of the film, right? We lose him. What I liked about his role was the attempt to take a meta view of everything and say, we're going to win this if we connect with the locals.
Yeah. But that shows the complexity of it. You can connect with the locals, but that doesn't mean you connect with every single local. And that doesn't mean that the locals have total control. I mean, it's just like anything, you know, just because you can connect with people here in Columbus doesn't mean that you're going to connect with everybody in Columbus or the leadership, or you're not going to have some faction of people who are upset at you about different things.
And that complexity you're talking about is best evidence to me when they have their meeting with the locals.
Mm-hmm.
Several of the people there were shooting at them.
Yeah.
from the hill the previous day.
That also shows you wartime.
Kevin Carr.
Yes.
The movie is The Outpost, and it's streaming on Prime.
I'm going to give it an A.
I'll give it an A-. But I think it's pretty clear that both of us would recommend this to almost anyone.
Definitely. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.